Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy DJ Grah once again on another episode of The Ultimate Engines. You know how we do it. We keep it real right here. And yes, this is another episode of The Ultimate Engines once again. Another awesome week, and we have an awesome topic like always. So guess what it is? So we are going to be talking about street racing. Now, I know when everybody that is a car fan or any petrol head, anyone that loves adventure, when you hear street racing, I believe everyone gets excited. You get some sort of goosebumps or like a rush in your blood. Well, we are talking about street racing, and basically we're going to be talking about both the legal and illegal street racing. And obviously we know that the majority of the street racing that happens around us, especially in nations all over the world, we know that street racing is basically... most of the street racing that happens is illegal. I mean, I live in an area in South Africa, Johannesburg South, which is called Rosettenville. And surprisingly, there came a time whereby I actually started hearing cars like racing. And it's like, I think from around the middle of the night, in between the middle of the night to like 3 p.m. in the morning, you hear cars. And that was actually a surprise, because I never knew that in my area I would hear such. But there's actually street racing all over. And what happens is that we have people illegally racing, and that is something that is real and that is out there in our roads. So we're talking about everything street racing. And yes, like I said, this is your boy DJ Grah right here on the Ultimate Engine Show. And if you want to know where you can catch our shows, because we got so many lovely and amazing shows, you can catch us on iono.fm, which is probably where you downloaded the show or where you're listening to the show from. You can catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on our Instagram, which is @activefm777. You can catch us on Twitter, which is @activefm. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /activefm. You can catch us on Google Podcasts or Android Podcasts, depending on what type of device you use. Whether you're using an Android device or an Apple iPhone, iPad, Mac, whatever it is, you know where to catch us. And we got a whole lot of interesting and amazing shows that you do want to listen to. You can catch me personally on Facebook, which is Gloirtina, 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 GloirTina. So before we go into all this juicy information, and before we go deeper into street racing, let's take a quick breather, listen to this music, and peace.
Now, hear this.
Christ, music is hot music. Yeah, the vibe.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Yeah, 25 on the rack, bringing all the truth back. Everybody we know, we never own no slack. We don't need no friends, only ride with my day ones. Jesus my main one, and I've been on the low for the longest now, trying to make it through. Yeah, my team, we the strongest now, different kind of crew. Everybody know I'm on it now, your boy is making moves. Got me on the side, so you know we never lose, never lose. Every day a miracle, so you know I gotta work when I'm taking advantage. I'm talking on another level, talking fast, talking strong like I'm speaking in Spanish. Steph Curry, we don't see show, going for the ship, and we 3-0. You DeAndre at the free throw, and I wish you were Home Depot. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Me and Aaron Cole little dirty rice, but you know it's gonna be rough. So a barbecue, a beef, sweet baby rays, know I got the sauce. Kids gotta eat, it's the realest thing that'll ever say. So when it come down to this right here, I don't mess around like it's the first date. Only competition staring in the mirror, and I gotta kill him just to be a winner. I am not suicidal, but I am liable to go kamikaze. I'ma catch a body, that's a body for the body. Wrestle like I'm Roddy Roddy, Master P, I'm body, body, body. Standing taller than Yao Ming, gotta go to outer space to stop it. Why would you ever try to stop it? You better find a different rocket. This is that, we are not losing, you know I'ma do what I gotta. I'm still here, thank the Lord that he been great. That's RMG. Reflect God, reflect greatness.
I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do. I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do. These artists want my managers, these managers wanting me, I know we all not grind, but take several seats, cause ain't nobody gonna break us, God don't make mistakes, so he put me on his team, cause this was supposed to be my place, so I'm grinding till I'm on a TV screen sitting with Ellen, we only taking W's, we ain't taking no Ellen, how my team roll, got these dudes sitting scary, they thought that we was out there on my obituary, I can't believe God drafted me on the winning team, and that's tenfold. Jumping over hurdles, run away from hurdle like I'm Maddie Winslow. Every day a miracle, I just thank God that I'm living it out. Trying to make a change, but I gotta change a lot of things I'm still figuring out.
I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through, get focused on this level, what you gotta do.
I just gotta do what I gotta do, yeah. I know you watching me, so I gotta move up. We taking all the jumpers with this follow through. You focus on this level, what you gotta do.
So we are back, and do you not enjoy that music? I mean, you know how we do it. Christ music is hot music, and if it's not Christ music, it's definitely not hot music. So yes, we're going into our topic. We're speaking about street racing. So let's just give you a bit of a background on street racing, which is basically, it's typically an unsanctioned and illegal form of auto racing that occurs on a public road. Racing in the streets is an ancient hazard, as horse racing occurred on streets for centuries, and street racing of automobiles is as old as the automobile itself. Okay, that's actually a funny fact. Street racing is as old as automobiles. So street racing is not something that is recent or from basically this decade only, but street racing has been on for a really long time. And according to our source here, which is Wikipedia, it says that street racing has been available since from the invention of cars. Now, I don't know if you are aware, but you're probably not born there, unless maybe you're born way before, like, I don't know, in the 1960s or 1950s, 1940s, maybe even before. But then, yeah, a lot of us weren't born there, and street racing has been there before we were born. I mean, I'm only like 21 years of age, so like literally I know basically nothing about that time. But anyway, let's go back into our topic, let's not go astray. So anyway, street racing became especially prevalent during the heyday of hot rodding and muscle cars, and it continued to be both popular and hazardous, with deaths and meaning of bystanders, passengers and drivers occurring every year. In the United States, modern street racing traces its roots back to Woodward Avenue, Michigan in the 1960s, when the three main Detroit-based American car companies were producing high-powered performance cars. A private racing venue was not always available, and therefore the racing would be held illegally on public roads. Though typically taking place in uncrowded highways on city outskirts or in the countryside, some races are held in the industrial complexes. Street racing can either be spontaneous or well-planned and coordinated. Well-coordinated races are planned in advance and often have people communicating via two-way radios or citizen band radios, and using police scanners and GPS units to mark the location of local police hotspots. Opponents of street racing cite a lack of safety relative to sanctioned racing events, as well as legal repercussions arising from incidents among street racing's drawbacks. The term street racing must not be confused with the legal and governed sport of drag racing. So now we're just going to different types of street racing, and we have takeovers, which basically, in its simplest form, takeovers can be described as gatherings by car enthusiasts and street racers alike with the sole purpose of taking their passions into the public eye. This can often mean something like a large abandoned parking lot, a sizable location they specifically asked for permission to use, or other locations that are known to be car enthusiast friendly where they are welcomed. Many takeover car meets tend to happen during the mid-late hours of the night and sometimes continuing into early mornings. There is often no agenda of duration, and these racers are often smart enough to change locations when police are informed of their current location. However, the interesting dynamic is that the drivers and families who attend these events often mean no harm. Take, for example, popular automotive YouTubers Supercar Suspects, Dream Driven Lifestyle, and King Fresh. What they all have in common is that they come to car shows only with the intent to capture beautiful and unique pieces of machinery for cinematic and vlogging purposes. Many attendees are auto enthusiasts and go to such events for a look at rare cars, to see vehicles of their childhood dreams in person, or simply just to connect with others in the car world. However, there are few people on occasions that inevitably ruin the feeling of security at auto shows for everyone by behaving immaturely. Fortunately, they often attract the attention of law enforcement fairly quickly, so accidents or injuries can be avoided. So the next type of street racing is sprints, and basically sprints are also called cannonball runs and are illegal point-to-point road rallies that involve a handful of racers, and they harken back to the authorized European races at the end of the 19th century. The races died away when the chaotic 1903 Paris-Madrid race was cancelled at Bordeaux for safety reasons after numerous fatalities involving drivers and pedestrians. Point-to-point runs reappeared in the United States in the mid-1910s when Erwin George Baker drove cross-country on record-breaking runs that stood for years being legal at the time. The term cannonball was coined for him in honor of his runs. Nowadays, drivers will race from one part of a town or country to the other side. However, whoever makes the fastest overall time is the winner. A perfect example of an illegal road race was the 1970s original Cannonball Baker C to Shining Sea Memorial Trophy Dash, also known as the Cannonball Run, that longtime automotive journalist Brock Yates founded. The exploit spawned numerous films, the best known being the Cannonball Run, several years after the notorious Cannonball. Yates created the family-friendly and somewhat legal versions, One Lap of America, where speeding occurs in the race circuits and is still running to this day. In modern society, it is rather difficult, if not impossible, to organize an illegal and extremely dangerous road race. But there is still a few events which may be considered racing, such as the Gumball 3000, Gumball Rally, and Players Run races. These races, better known as rallies for legality's sake, mostly comprise wealthy individuals racing sports cars across the country for fun. The AKA rally, however, is designed for individuals with a smaller budget, approximately $3,000. Entrance fees to these events are usually all-inclusive, with inclusive hotels, food, and events. Participants rally together from a start point to predetermined locations until they arrive at the finish line. The AKA rally in particular has organized driver-oriented events, example autocross or drag strip races, away from public roads to minimize the risk of drivers getting too enthusiastic on the public roads. The latter racing community has even spawned numerous TV and video series, including the Mischief film series and Bull Run reality TV show. the AKA Rally was featured on MTV in a 2004 episode of True Life and was filmed in 2008 for a six-part series on the Speed TV network. Numerous games are based on the Cannonball Run type race, most famously Sega's OutRun arcade game. It was also parodied in the 1960s to 1970s Hanna-Barbera series Wacky Races. Okay, that's actually some information that is kind of surprising, but at the same time, I believe if you grew up in that time and you have been watching Cartoon Network, anyone that is a 90s kid, and let's say if you're lucky, maybe very early 2000s, you are aware of the animated, or should I say the cartoon called Wacky Races. It was actually a very humorous race where you get a bunch of characters who specifically are animals, and they used to do all these kinds of races, and it was basically a dangerous race where they would pull all these kind of stunts and tricks, and basically to obviously pull the other races away from the road and cause them to have accidents, and with a sole purpose to win. So Wacky Races is actually a very interesting cartoon. If you've never seen it before, please go watch it. Maybe you have seen it before but you happen to have forgotten. Go check out Wacky Races. But before we go more deeper into our topic, let us just take a quick breather and we'll be right back. So peace.
Hello, this is Benny Funapufalin and you're listening to Active FM.
Hey guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. I'm going back to the original. I'm going back to the Inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Okay, so we're back from that quick breather. I hope you really caught your breath because, yes, we're going back into our topic. And if you don't remember because you decided to pause this podcast, well, I'm just going to remind you. We are talking about street racing. Yes, we spoke about a whole lot of different street racing, and we're just going to basically mention the last type and go into the rest of the information that we are going to give you about street racing. So let's just get back into it without saying too much. So now we're talking about legally sanctioned events, and sometimes street racers bring their races to a sanctioned track, and this may occur when very fast cars are pairing, and racers or gamblers don't want the outcome of the race to be determined by the condition of the racing surface, since public roadways don't usually offer the well-prepared surface of the sanctioned track. These racers still consider themselves to be street racers, since this type of one-on-one racing isn't usually contested in sanctioned racing classes, especially if the race involves the common street race types. The common street race type handicaps. Such races are usually referred to as grudge races, which are frequently organized in regularly scheduled events at the drag strip. In some instances, the track shuts off the scoreboard that typically would display the race's performance numbers. Some street races organize entire events at a legally sanctioned track. One example would be a no time race, where all tracks timing equipment is shut off and info on the car's performance is only displayed to track personnel for the purpose of enforcing safety rules. Often even the racer doesn't know how fast he went until official time slip is handed over to the driver at the end of the race. These races typically have cars that are loosely separated into one or more classes based on the type of modification they have, and are run heads up in pairs, eliminator style, until the winner is determined. Another legally sanctioned type of event that was inspired by the street races is called a no prep race. The track surface is not treated with PJ1 track bites or other chemicals it would normally be for traditional events, and sometimes the clocks are turned on. The purpose of a no-prep race is to stimulate the marginal track surface conditions typically found on the public roadways. Racers who prefer this type of event typically do so because it allows the competitors to show their cars could actually be competitive on a public roadway without the need to risk life or limb by racing on the street. A similar no-prep resulted in major controversy at Hockenheim. What? At Hockenheiming, where the FIA was forced to cancel championship status on the FIA European Drag Racing Championship in 2012 after Formula One authorities demanded the treatment be sandblasted off the entire drag strip, as Formula One teams could use the drag strip runoff in an advantageous way. So basically, now we have here are a few motivations for drag racing. So generally, street racing is not sanctioned and thus leads to a less rigorously controlled environment than sanctioned racing, to the enjoyment of some participants. Another motivation is that street racing is cited as an activity which is available to people who are otherwise underage for entertainment at traditional venues such as bars. Another point is that a community generally springs up around the street racing scenes, providing social interaction among the participants and cliques therein. Another point is that the opportunity to show off one's vehicle. That's another motivation for street racing. The next one after that is the simple and uncomplicated excitement of racing without the entry fees, rules, and politics typical of the sport. Next one is the excitement of racing when law enforcement is certain to give chase. That's actually a crazy motivation. Well, basically, you can tell that the person who has such a motivation is an adrenaline junkie, but at the same time, it's very dangerous that you are racing because you know that there's a chance that at the end you might get chased by cops. I mean, what happens if you get caught by the cops? Eventually, your street racing life is over. Obviously, unless you come out and do it again, but that will mean more jail time for you, so it doesn't help because now you have a criminal record. So that's not something that you should consider doing. I mean, think about it. It's like plainly stupid. Like, why would you do that? Anyway, let's just go into some of the dangers of street racing. So some of the dangers of street racing are such as traffic collisions, including fatalities, which is basically obviously when you're driving on the road. Because it's illegal, they're driving on open roads. Not necessarily roads that were made for racing, but on roads that we are using to travel from one distance to another. So basically now people are open to getting crashed into because we have illegal street racers who are not watching the road or considering the fact that there might be a car driving, and hence driving recklessly on the road, and now they cause possible deaths or major injuries which could even leave you paralyzed. Another danger is trespassing on private property, and basically yes, that because these guys are driving illegally, they are not always aware of places that they can go to and places that they can't go to, hence they end up driving in places that they're not supposed to be in. And you know, obviously, if you're on property that belongs to someone and you have no legal authority whatsoever to be in there and it's not a public place, it's obvious you are trespassing. And that is a chargeable offense, and you are definitely going to go to jail for that. And another thing is auto theft rates, which basically, yes, you could get robbed, or during those street races, basically people could get robbed because of these street races. Either the racers are the one doing robbing, or maybe you get robbed actually, like you're driving and maybe you just came from a street racing event, or you happen to be in the race and you get pulled over by some guys with big AK-47s and you get robbed. So that's a danger of street racing. Another danger is public property damage in case of collision, and that's obvious. We know in most cases, because street racers are actually racing illegally, chances are we have people who know how to drive and have driving experience but haven't gone for license, so they're not fully aware of the technicalities of driving, hence causing collisions and bumping into public property, you know, like street lights, old street lamps, traffic lights, poles, road signs, whatever the case may be, even bins on the side of the road, a tree, anything can happen. But basically, that's what happens when street racing is happening. And last but not least on the dangers of street racing is a possibility of armed conflict, terrorism, murder, gambling or other crimes, especially when street racing is associated with organized crime or street gangsters. And that's something which is actually very valid, because we see this in movies, but these movies are actually showing us the realities of life, whereby most of the cases, street races are involved with, gangsters are involved in a lot of these street racing, and you'll get like drug lords and all this. So while the street racing and stuff is happening, we know that street racing is involved in the nightlife. And if you know what nightlife is, you know that nightlife is not good, because it involves alcohol, it involves drugs, it involves murder and all these kind of things. So basically street racing is very terrible, especially the illegal ones. I mean, the legal ones, the most that could happen to you is obviously an accident due to miscalculated swerves and all that, but otherwise illegal street racing is very dangerous to people on the road, to innocent passengers and drivers. Also, it's a danger because now you're innocently driving to your house or wherever your destination is. For some reason, you happen to be driving at that time of the night, and you get bumped by one of these idiots because they decide that they're not going to be safe. So, yes, those are the dangers of street racing. So that's basically what we have for our street racing today. I hope you enjoyed that show. This was pretty awesome. I enjoyed the topic of street racing, learned a couple of stuff, and I hope you learned too. The street racing is just awesome. I would love to try it once, just the legal way, not the illegal way, because we are Christians and we do the right thing, right? I mean, we're not trying to cause accidents, or we're not trying to go against the law, but what we are doing is actually promoting the right stuff. So anyway, you know what it is, you know how we do it. This is the Ultimate Engine Show. If you'd like to know where you can catch us, you can catch us on Instagram, which is at ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, which is at ActiveFM. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM. You can also catch us on our awesome website, which is www.activefm.co.za. As for me, you can catch me personally on Facebook, which is Gloirtina, 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 GloirTina. You can catch us on Google Podcasts and Android Podcasts, depending on what device you're using, whether Android or Apple. And yes, there are a lot of places where you can catch our shows. Don't forget to download and listen to our shows. Don't, like I always say in every show, do not listen alone. Get the world around you to listen on their own devices, because we definitely want your support. We love your support. Keep downloading our shows. Listen to all our shows. Get the world around you to listen. And let's up the downloads, because, I mean, I believe you do love Active FM, right? We give you the best of the Christian alternatives. Of every show, we have different shows, such as the news show, which is with your girl, Cynthia. And, you know, you can call her Gigs. We have mixes with DJ Moore. We have What's the Topic with DJ Nash, although he claims that he doesn't like to call himself DJ anymore. And we have the Ultimate Engine Show, which is obviously the one that you're listening to now with DJ Glow. We have 21 Questions with Naomi. We have a whole lot of shows. I would love to call all of them and name them, but we just have shows in abundance, and I'm not gonna go through all of that. Before I exit, I also like to send a holler to my boy DJ Creativity, the guy who makes the dumb funny jokes on The Funny Truth. Holla to him. Yeah. And so now we are closing. This is a time where, yes, as Active FM people and myself, this is where I love you and leave you. Peace out and have a wonderful evening.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music. Thank you.
hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade, my faith explodes right now.